In main menu news briefs this week, the Asia-Pacific region will overtake the US as the world's largest internet market in number of users accessing the net within the next 3 years, according to the latest estimates. The Asia-Pacific region, including Japan, will have 183.3 million internet subscribers by 2003, compared to 162.8 million in the US. The other large region, Western Europe, will have an estimated 162.2 million net subscribers. A man who was paralyzed in a car accident 15 years ago is to amputate his own feet using a homemade guillotine and broadcast the event live over the internet. The reason? He claims he can't afford a clinical amputation or the accompanying prosthetics, and he's trying to make a point. The 33-year-old man, a resident of Biloxi, Mississippi, will charge $20 to witness his grisly operation, which is scheduled for the 19th of September. He's hoping to get an audience of 200,000 viewers, a figure he says will bring him enough money to be able to afford the subsequent treatment and rehabilitation. The website, www.cutoffmyfeet.com, has been visited by thousands of horror seekers since he made the news of his amputation public. A federal appeals court has rejected Microsoft's request to reconsider key parts of the antitrust case against the software giant, a setback for the company as it seeks to introduce its new Windows XP operating system without government intervention. Microsoft has asked the US Court of Appeal to revisit its unanimous June 28 ruling that the company had illegally commingled the software code of its dominant Windows with that of fledgling Internet Explorer browser to drive out competition in the browser market. AOL Time Warner has launched an expanded instant messaging service offering consumers a set of web features that promote many of the company's vast media holdings while positioning the technology to become a broader communications tool. The new version of AOL Instant Messenger, or AIM, includes a web page called AIM Today. The page, which pops up automatically when users sign on to the service, includes the weather, headlines, and a search engine, acting like a scaled-down web portal. AIM Today links to various AOL properties, including its Netscape website, an internet radio service called Spinner, and Bugs Bunny and other Looney Tunes cartoon characters, which it acquired when the company merged with Time Warner in January. Much of the promise of the $112 billion merger was based on such potential cross-promotional opportunities. The new AOL software is also designed to be an engine for growth for the New York online subscription service. When users download Instant Messenger software from the web, an AOL icon automatically appears on their desktop computer screen, offering a trial subscription to America Online. Similar promotions were used with previous versions of AIM. As Flash continues to drop in price, analysts say digital audio player makers can better target the low-end segment of the market and can increase the amount of memory at little extra cost to consumers. Consumer electronics giant Sony upped the ante, slashing prices of its memory stick for the second time in 2001, this time by as much as 37%. Other flash memory formats, including Secure Digital, Smart Media, and Compact Flash, have gone through similar aggressive price drops this year in response to an inventory glut. The current glut seemed like an impossibility last year when a shortage of flash memory drove up prices to nearly $2 per megabyte. By the end of this year, however, flash memory research firm Webfeet Research claims that prices could fall to 30 cents per megabyte from the current 40 cents per meg. And those who aren't able to get ADSL in Britain will soon be offered a high-speed internet satellite connection, if you don't mind the price. Businesses who aren't able to get an ADSL connection will soon be able to sign up to a high-speed satellite internet connection from BT. However, the service will be more expensive than the standard home broadband link. And most Australians keep their private details from organisations by refusing to give personal information or by giving false details, official studies have shown. Australian Privacy Commissioner Malcolm Crompton has launched three new pieces of research showing that 59% of people don't want to give organisations their income details and 80% don't want to disclose their health information. In the United States, Kmart plans to offer unlimited internet access for just $8.95 a month through its Blue Light internet service, the number three US retailer said. The company said the service offered through its online shopping site BlueLight.com will be the lowest price major ISP available to consumers. And HearMe, a maker of voice recognition systems, says it will close operations and sell aspects as the ongoing economic slowdown has hurt its revenue outlook. The deepening turmoil in the industry has significantly affected our revenue visibility and ability to predict the course of the business, the Mountain View, California company said in a media release. Still on layoffs, Real Networks says it is cutting 140 jobs, 15% of its workforce, as it reduces costs to help ride the economic downturn. The action will, quote, ensure we can keep our costs in balance during the slowdown, unquote, a company spokesman, Eric Liu, said. He went on to say that we think this is what we need to do to position ourselves for smart, long-term growth. Hitachi is planning to launch a wearable computer by the end of this year. The Japanese consumer electronics group has teamed up with Cybernaut, which specializes in developing wearable technology. The two companies are committed to creating a mass-market version of Cybernaut's wearable internet appliance, which will hit US stores before Christmas. And to end on a happy note, if you thought you had too much email already, well, corporate email users will experience a 50% increase in the number of email messages they receive this year. Further bloating of the inbox is expected next year, with predicted growth of 35 to 50% in the volume of corporate email. Yee-haw. That's News Briefs for another week.